I'm Lieutenant Joe Pangaro. I've been a cop for 27 years. I like to say I got a backstage pass to life. Well, guess what? I got some tickets for you. So come on in, pull up a chair, turn up that volume, and let's go. Chasing Justice is on.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chasing Justice. I'm your host, Lieutenant Joe Pangaro, and there is a lot to talk about. You know, I've been watching the election returns, as we all have. I'm sure most of us are paying attention to see what's going on here. And the question that comes to mind, we can come up with all kinds of different thoughts about this election cycle. You know, the rallies that President Trump had. Joe Biden hiding in a basement. The media ignoring anything negative about Joe Biden, specifically refusing to report anything negative about Joe Biden, his health, his potential legal entanglements with his son and foreign nations. The fact that no matter where you looked, it seemed pretty clear that even amongst this pandemic, that President Trump was going to easily beat a feeble old man who couldn't put two sentences together, who couldn't get more than 15 or 20 people together at a rally while the president was having 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people at every single rally stop. It's confounding, and I know it's confusing to a lot of people what's going on. I have a friend of mine. We've had him on the show here. He's from the Massachusetts area. We call him Yankee Doodle Keith. And Yankee Doodle Keith is someone who is trying desperately to understand, you know, where did this come from? How did this happen? What does it mean for our country when we see this kind of confusion and chaos? And I had a nice long conversation with him, trying to figure this out myself. You know, I'm going through lots of different things. And I think the question that comes to mind, the question that I'm trying to understand is this. Who are we? Who is America in this modern world at this particular time? Who are we as a people? What the heck do we stand for? You know, our traditions, everything about us is in flux and is in question. You know, we see that our population and almost everything is split just about 50-50. How did that happen? How did we get here to a 50-50 split on some of the most basic questions about who we are as a people? Who we are as a nation? Are we a nation of freedom and liberty? Or are we a potential socialist welfare state? You know, we see this divide among our people that, you know, ever since the election of Donald Trump, where families haven't spoken to each other, where our government agencies were used as a weaponized attack dog against a man who was a citizen. You know, how many times have I said that over and over and over again? He was a citizen running for president, and the power levers of government were used against him to try and stop him from attaining any kind of power against the swamp, against the entrenched elite class. So this election chaos that we're seeing, you know, this vote dumping, all along, I guess many of us have had concerns about this mail-in voting. You know, there's accusations that there's this widespread fraud and there's tons of anecdotal evidence. You know, you have poll watchers who were supposed to be, you know, there, and the people who were supposed to be observers of the count. You know, on its face value, you say, okay, you have some Republicans, you have some Democrats, and they sit and they watch these ballots being counted. That seems innately fair, right? You would have some of both sides to monitor and make sure that everyone's being on the up and up, that everyone's being fair. And then we see that the poll watchers are not permitted in the building, or they're permitted to be 40 or 50 feet away where they have to use binoculars to see what's going on. How is that appropriate? You know, we have places, we have jokes in our country about Chicago and how the dead vote in Chicago in every election cycle. And everybody laughs at it. It's a joke. It's a national kind of a joke. But year after year, it happens. You know, I'm a big proponent of states' rights. This is how we were set up. The states, unless it's specifically in the Constitution for the federal government, everything else falls to the states. And the states should come up with their own election rules and their own policies and procedures, how they want to do things. I think that's the appropriate way to go. But that doesn't mean that we can't have a moment where we say, okay, let's take a deep breath. Yes, states are all important, but when we talk on a national level, a federal election, now we're not talking about a local state election. Now we're talking about the federal election. Maybe we need to find a way to make it foolproof. I mean, I saw a bunch of memes on social media that I had to find actually interesting. And again, they're anecdotal. But somebody says, you know, the American Idol TV show, they can tabulate 130 million votes during a commercial break. And we have states in our country that are going on for days and days and days, and they still don't have a count of their votes. And maybe they have 10 million votes, 12 million votes. How can they not be prepared for that? We see a state like Florida, which has a huge population. You know, they had early mail-in voting. They had all that same nonsense that these other states had. But Florida pretty much came in by Election Day with their results. They tabulated their mail-in votes, their write-in votes, and then their in-person votes. And by the end of the day, they had a total. Here's who won our state. Why is it that we have these other states that just can't seem to get their act together, that there's allegations of fraud? See, that's the thing. These allegations, you know, it's part of what is tearing at the fabric of our country. If you lose an election, you lose an election. You know, let's look at it that way. The country goes back and forth. We know that Republicans are elected at some points, and then Democrats are elected at other points. And depending on how things go, the economy and what's going on in the world, that colors people's opinion of how they should vote. But when you see things like this mail-in vote that half the country didn't want, half the country felt suspicious about, that this isn't going to be right. And then we have allegations, again, anecdotal at this point, that there's this voter fraud in all these Democrat states. You don't see it so much in the Republican states. You see it in the Democrat states, you know, and that's where the joke about Chicago is no longer funny, because now we're seeing that in other locations. I think the only place that has a Republican governor where they're having this shenanigans with all the voting is Georgia. And I could be wrong about that. I thought he was a Republican governor. But we're seeing in all of these blue states is where all of this, you know, stop the count, get the count going, keep the count going, back up on the count. Oh, guess what? We had a dump last night of votes, and now we have to tally them. So let's look at this like an investigation. Okay, let's look at it as an investigation. We see in some of these places that 140,000 votes, write-in votes or, you know, mail-in votes, show up at the last minute, and every single one of them, 138,000 votes, all of them, are for Joe Biden. Statistically, that seems impossible. Right? Because what do they keep telling us? The number is that they're coming from the more urban areas, which are more Democrat leaning, that about 80% of those people will vote Democrat. Okay, let's accept that fact, 80% of them. So out of 140, let's say 140, out of 140,000 votes that come in, if 80% of them go for Joe Biden, that would seem to match that statistic that we're told. Right? But out of 140,000, there should be what? 28,000, 20%, 28,000 votes should go to President Trump. But when all 140,000 go to Joe Biden and none go to Donald Trump, doesn't that seem a little strange, a little suspicious, a little concerning? That shouldn't we look at that a little closer? So I don't know what the answer is. You know, I'm a grown adult, and I'm very clear on the fact that, you know, we have an election for a reason. We don't just appoint our leadership. We vote for them. And everybody in our country that's legally allowed to have a vote gets to vote. And sometimes it goes your way, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, I was not a fan of Barack Obama, but he was the president twice, and I had to deal with it. Donald Trump said things about how he was going to govern that I found to be probably the right way to go. And we saw a great success. I mean, you look at the successes that this man has had. They're unprecedented for a president. And the list is gigantic. Not just the economy, but, you know, he got Middle East peace deals, the first ones in 40 years. And not a word is said about it, like as though it didn't happen. It's just absolutely amazing. All of this tears at the fabric of who we are. I know I hear on social media, and I'm hearing from my friends, and I have friends on both sides. I have friends and family who are Biden supporters and friends and family who are Trump supporters. And I'm listening to them, and I think it's this feeling, just like Yankee Doodle Keith has, that something is, it just doesn't seem right. You know, when you look at the evidence, or what appears to be the evidence, it doesn't match what we're seeing in the actual vote. Right? I had told you here on the station that Miss Kathy and I, my wife, we went to a Trump rally. We went to that rally, and there were, I think they said there was 17 or 18,000 people there, which was absolutely amazing. It was patriotic. It was fun. It was exciting. But they were happening all over Pennsylvania at the time. It wasn't just in Harrisburg where we were. There were Trump rallies every day. We saw at the end of the cycle that he was having 4, 5, 6 rallies in a couple of days. In the final days of the election, he did 14 or 15 rallies when he had 40,000 people, 50,000 people. And in the meantime, Joe Biden was having, you know, his 6 circles with his 10 people in them. And there seemed to be no interest, no excitement, no energy whatsoever for his campaign. And on the other hand, you had Trump, who was, you know, just this blazing American president with all of this patriotism and the bright future. And meantime, Joe Biden's talking about a dark winter. And at the end, it anecdotally, you can't look at that and say, I guess that means nothing. It meant absolutely nothing, according to the tallies that we're seeing. So only one of two things really can be going on. Either there was we talked about the silent or the shy Trump voter who was out there, who couldn't be counted in the polls, or there was a shy Biden voter that, he doesn't have to come out of his basement, he doesn't have to answer any questions, he doesn't have to tell us his positions, he can ignore controversy, the media will help him, and they're going to vote for him overwhelmingly. He can't get 10 people to a rally, but suddenly, out of nowhere, he's got the most votes for president that any person in our history has ever gotten. That does not seem to make sense on its face. So it's either a shy Biden voter. There were people on our side who were refusing to say that they were going to vote for Biden, but they did. Or there is some type of fraud going on. You know, these dump ballots, these 140,000 votes in the middle of the night, all for one candidate. And that wasn't just once. That's been the pattern over and over and over again, is that all of these vote dumps, as they're calling them, are coming from these blue states where, out of nowhere, every single vote is for Joe Biden. There is no statistical voting for Donald Trump. That does not make any sense. Like they say, they get 75 to 85% of the vote in these areas. Okay, fair enough. That happens. But where's that 15 or 20% vote in those ballots for Donald Trump? So nobody who voted early voted for Donald Trump at all? Does that make sense to you? It certainly doesn't seem like it makes sense. And that is part of what is causing all the consternation and the aggravation. Now we're seeing that, you know, in Pennsylvania, President Trump had a 600,000 vote lead, and that is almost completely gone, if not gone already, as these ballots come in from Philadelphia. You know, there's 1.4 million ballots in Philadelphia, and they're all going to be for Joe Biden, or 99% of them are going to be for Joe Biden. Nobody in Philadelphia that voted early voted for Donald Trump. Does that seem legitimate? I don't. Maybe it's true, and maybe the country has just decided that they want to go back to the Obama era. That's where they want to go. They want to go back to high taxes, 1% growth in the economy. All these businesses that were running here to our country to create new jobs? And are they going to turn around and get the hell out of here again? Because, well, they've told us if they win, they're going to remove all the tax cuts, the business tax cuts and everything that Trump put in place. So if they do that, do these businesses then turn around and leave again and the economy drifts off to nothing? I don't know. All of these questions are confounding, which leads me to ask, who are we? Who are we as a people? We certainly all are all not going in the same direction. We are all not looking at our country the same way. I mean, out in Portland, they're having riots again every single day, and now people are carrying banners that say, America is over. What does that mean, America is over? How is America over? These are radical thoughts that people are having. It's a brave new world, and it's something that I think all of us are trying to decipher. Like I said early on, you know, if you lose an election, you lose an election. That happens. The country goes back and forth. People go back and forth in who they're going to vote for. When you can't see a clear path to why it's happening, though, you know, look at the polls. The polls had Biden up, you know, 17%, 8%. Then it was, you know, down to 5% and 6%. Well, it turns out if he actually wins, if he does get the votes and wins all these states, then he really was ahead the whole time. That the polls, while they may have been off in their number, certainly were indicative of the way people were going to vote overall. He got the most popular vote. You know, there's no doubt about it. Our Democrat wins the big states on the two coasts, and most of those votes, there's just so many of them, such vote-rich states, that they end up like Hillary had 3 million more than Donald Trump, but he won the Electoral College. And if that's what's happening here, Joe Biden got even more than Hillary did, and he may actually end up being the president of the United States. But how does that happen? You know, and that's what we're trying to pick apart here. We're trying to figure this out, trying to understand what is happening to our country and where are we. So that's my question of the day for right now, is who are we and where are we going from here? Because it's not over yet. Now there's going to be lawsuits. I mean, how long is this going to go on for? We saw with Al Gore and George Bush, it went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Was there fraud or not? I mean, all these people are saying there's all this fraud. You know, I heard a guy in Wisconsin had to do that. Well, where's the evidence? Where's the proof? Where is the actual evidence that there was fraud and that the election is being stolen or is stolen, as opposed to the fact that maybe the people in our country, by a majority in all of our states, have just had enough of winning? You know, they would rather be losers and go back to the way it was prior to the Donald Trump era. I don't know. We're going to find out, but let's think about that for a minute, and we'll be back with round two to ask some more questions. I'm Lieutenant Joe, and this is Chasing Justice on the America Out Loud Radio Network.
What if a new treatment, backed by 17,000 scientific articles, was proven to extend our lifespan, protect against terrible diseases like cancer, heart disease, and dementia, make us more attractive and thinner, feel calmer and happier, and boost energy levels, memory, and performance? What would you pay for even the smallest dose of this treatment? The good news is you don't have to pay anything, because these are just some of the benefits of a full night of quality sleep. If you're one of the millions of Americans who need better quality sleep, the time to change is now. Until now, most sleep aids haven't worked, but a new, easy-to-swallow sleep gel, invented by the leading nutrition company, Healthy Cell, is designed to support all four stages of human sleep to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake up refreshed. It's called REM Sleep. To get a free two-night supply of REM Sleep, visit healthycell.com/sleep. That's healthy, healthycell.com/sleep.
All right, welcome back to Chasing Justice here in the America Out Loud Radio Network. I'm your host, Lieutenant Joe Pangaro, and here for round two, I've brought the lovely, the talented, the brilliant Miss Kathy Pangaro with me. So what I was talking about in our first segment is asking that question, you know, who are we as a people? Because the evidence that we're seeing is all anecdotal at this point. I've heard President Trump come out and say he's got tons and tons of evidence that the election was stolen. Now, that may have happened. But we're not seeing any proof of anything. You know, they've filed some lawsuits. We see the courts knocking these lawsuits back down that, you know, no, you're going to keep counting. You're not going to stop. And, you know, it just seems bizarre. It doesn't match what we've seen to have such a loss like this. You were saying a minute ago, these states, these suspicious six blue states, now all of a sudden out of nowhere, they're hinging this whole election, everything on that. And that just doesn't seem to make any sense. How does he go from being 600,000 votes ahead in Pennsylvania, where all of those rallies were taking place, where Joe Biden had seven people at a rally, and Trump had 40,000 people three times in a day, and then suddenly 600,000 votes go the other way as soon as there's a vote dump from Philadelphia. So Philadelphia now controls the entire state of Pennsylvania. What think you?
Well, what I think is certainly that there is definitely some sort of corruption. There's a problem here in the ballots. My father brought it up the day of the election, and he said, when this is stolen from us, now he knew, Teddy knew then, right? When this is stolen from us, it's going to be stolen because there's no penalty for these people in these states. None whatsoever. If they allow in all these votes and we find out if they did something wrong, if they let people use markers, they told people, oh no, you can't use a ballpoint pen, you have to use a marker, all these different accusations. Well, you know, the head of those election boards of that state should be able to be charged criminally, should be able to be sued. I bet if we did that, if we had a federal law like that, it's just my thinking, and Teddy brought it up. If there was a federal law like that, even if it was a blue state, that federal election or that election official there or that state would not want to be accused of corruption, right? He wouldn't want to allow these blatant things. But here you have all these six states. How is it those six states can't count?
Well, that's the question.
50 some other states can count.
And even if there was a law, let's look at that for a minute. If there was a law, a federal law, who would have to enforce it? The Department of Justice.
But if you found out, I'm just saying, there's no penalty. They might as well steal right now.
Even with there is laws on the books about spying, about FISA warrants, about lying to judges, about using wiretapping illegally against American citizens. There's all those laws. And we know that happened to Donald Trump. And has anybody been in trouble? It's been 4 years. Has anybody been in trouble?
Okay, so here's...
Nothing.
I agree with you with that, right? So you're making an excellent point. Don't you think, though, that the people who run the elections in each state, do they have a title? Like
they're the election board or the election commissioner.
Something, commissioner. Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe he is political up. Do you know what I mean? Maybe he's got all these politics and people, you know, protecting him. But more than likely, he's got a lot to lose. Like, I don't know if you take the little man. See, the little man has a lot to lose, and the little man always gets caught. These FISA warrants and all this other stuff, that was the top of our country. That's the people who want to destroy our country, who want power for themselves. You start arresting or the volunteers who did something wrong, or you start penalizing them $10,000 because they let something go through. It's those people at the bottom who would be afraid and who would get caught.
But, sure. Well, when you look at, and again, I come back to say, okay, it's Donald Trump, and he's right now, it's his attorney general. We have this federal law, and it looks like he was victimized by all of that fraud. This anecdotal fraud. Is he going to tell the attorney general, I want you to go investigate that? Now, where are they? Where is the attorney general of the United States who's hearing these rumors, and it's been 3 days now? You hear a rumor that you're only allowed to use ballpoint pens or your vote will not count. And at the polling place, they're handing out Sharpies telling you have to use a Sharpie, knowing that that's going to void your ballot. Now, the minute you hear that, as the Department of Justice, in whatever state that was, you don't dispatch an army of investigators there and find out who are the people that said they were given a Sharpie and told to use that. And let's go back to that polling place. Point to the person that told you that. Drag them in and investigate.
Right.
Did you do that?
Well, can they do that?
That's a criminal investigation. Of course, they're committing a fraud. But where are they?
Right.
Have we heard one word from the Department of Justice? Has the Attorney General said, we noticed that there's at least anecdotal fraud and it looks bad and we're going to go and event? Nothing. Not a word. Where's all the Republicans standing up and saying, this doesn't look right. This isn't fair. They're all just pretty much putting their hands up in the air, going, well.
Well, I'm not putting my hands up in the air. I'm telling you right now that this election is being stolen from me, from the American people. This is not being stolen from Donald Trump. And how dare these Republicans be quiet? Nobody should be quiet. Not a Democrat should be quiet. Because this is stolen from the American people. I cast my vote. I don't care that I lose. I want my vote to be counted.
Right.
I want my vote to be, I want it to be legit. They need to make it legit for me as a person.
It should be legitimate, win or lose.
Right.
Then at least you'd have confidence to know, hey, you know what? Elections go both ways. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You see it was a fair process. And I guess people didn't agree with my point of view and they chose the other point of view. Okay, you can deal with that.
I'd be annoyed.
But the problem is that right now, no one is confident that that's what happened. And when you don't have that confidence, now they're just bull rushing us with this. And they're going to declare it, that this is what it is, and that's the end of the election, and then we all move on. And maybe it was stolen from us. Maybe they did commit a coup d'etat against the President of the United States. They tried to steal that from us the last election.
They tried to steal it all through his presidency.
Well, that's my point. It's been 4 years, and have we done? Where's the report? We were going to have this report, but the virus came. Then we're going to have it in the summer. You know, you don't have enough evidence of the people you've already interviewed and looked at and got admissions about people, what they did. You don't have enough to stand out with your stupid mask on and go, hey, we're indicting these 7 people for what they did.
Right.
Well, why didn't we have that? Nothing. We can't put it out because it'll be political. Well, if they're stealing the election and they're doing a coup d'etat against the elected president, I think they're being political. Maybe we should have fought back. Maybe we should have fought back and, 3 days before the election, come out with at least with what you got and let people know. Where's this whole Joe Biden scandal with his son? The press. How corrupt are the press that they would not even report on the allegations? Could you imagine if somebody said Donald Trump ripped the tags off his mattress? That would be something you would hear about every single day on every news cycle. That's a federal law. You can't remove the thing. And Trump did it. Trump did it. There'd be witnesses. There'd be anonymous people. There'd be pictures of mattresses. We would have stories about that. Nothing about the Joe Biden. No, we don't know any of that's true.
So what I'm hearing from you is a lot of frustration.
Yes.
Right? I think I hear it from my friends as well, right? Our friends. I have one friend that didn't even want to get out of bed till noon yesterday. I hear a lot of frustration. I don't know that I have that same frustration because I know who we're dealing with. We are dealing with people who lie, who steal, who cheat, who don't care, don't have a moral backbone, and that's who we're dealing with. I'm not going to expect them to behave properly. They've never behaved properly. It's like saying to a woman, you're dating this guy, and he beats you. Why are you still with him? Or he treats you a certain way. Why do you stay? He's being very obvious the kind of person he is. Why would you stay? And these women stay anyway. Maybe he'll change. Right now, what's happening is the exact thing I would expect from these Democrats and these politicians. It's what I expect.
And your point is exactly correct. It's what we expect from the left. The frustration is not because the left is acting like the left. Our frustration is that the right is not acting like the right. They're not standing up. They're not putting. There is no consequence to this behavior. Exactly what you said earlier. There is no consequence to this negative behavior. And it's always our side that is victimized and kicked in the face, and nothing is done about it.
Well, I do agree that part of it, a major component to this, is the president is alone. He is still the outsider, right? We have noticed because of Donald Trump, it is so clear what the swamp is, and I hate using that word, but we all know what it means. So clear that it's filled the Republican Party down through, to the fiber, to the roots of our Republican Party. So we understand. I think that's disappointing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's disappointing that our own party has abandoned us. But this is where the fight for Donald Trump and for our election, that's what I'm trying to say to everybody. This is us. They're not hurting Donald Trump. They're hurting us. They've screwed us out of a legitimate election.
Right. And why would you think that? Because they tried to do it at the previous election. You know, we have all that evidence. But once again, We have all that evidence of actual, real things, and nothing has happened.
And that, I think that is where there's definitely a problem. To me, I would want to see our Republican Party. We have the Senate right now. I would want to see, and thank God we have the Senate. And that's the other part of this. You know something went wrong. Because we have the Senate, we gained seats in the House. How come those things could be counted and had, and we see, right? But now, usually, when a president's being reelected, you know,
there's coattails.
Right.
So how is it Republicans gained seats in these states? You're actually right. How is it we know the count there?
Right.
Why is there not, you know, 80,000 million votes? How do we know Lindsey Graham actually won? Because they can't count it in his state yet. North Carolina, how do we know those senators won or these House seats were taken over? The Republicans won, what, 6, 8, 9 House seats? That's fantastic. But how do we know that if the ballots haven't all been counted yet?
Exactly.
How can we possibly say that that's what it is? And the reality here is that is what's causing this consternation, is that in the past, at least we had a framework, a belief that it was legitimate. We don't like the way it went, but it was legitimate. We knew that, hey, we just our side didn't get in this time, and we have to make a better case next time. We have to see how things go. You believe that. Now, you know you can't believe a word out of the press. They're no longer hiding who they are, and they control everything that most people think. You know, they come up with a narrative, and that's the narrative. That's the truth. They tell you, you listen to them, and they'll repeat a phrase over and over on every single news network. You know, absolutely no fraud, absolutely no fraud, absolutely no fraud. No matter who it is, they use the exact same words, and you pound that message home enough, coming from the media, social media, TV media, radio media, you pound that enough, and you ask the average person, what do you think about the fraud in the election? Oh, there's absolutely no proof. There's absolutely no proof. So then there's no outrage. Then there's just, that's just Donald Trump and his crazy Republicans making stuff up again, just like they made up this other stuff, and they make up that. And this is where we no longer have this framework that there's legitimacy to what we're doing here. And when you take that away, that is a foundational stone of doing the right thing that a country will stay strong. This is where, earlier I was talking about Yankee Doodle Keith, who's been texting the hell out of me that he's freaking out. How can this happen to our country? And how do you come up with that answer, that the foundation of our country, our history of truth and justice and the right thing prevailing is now not so much? And we can't trust our institutions. We can't trust the Department of Justice. We can't trust the election officials. We can't trust the media. And the frustration comes from, we can't even trust the people who we think we're on the same side with. Because, you know what, they really just want to get rid of this guy too, go back to normal, live their elite life. And you people just go about your business. You leave us all alone here and let us have what we have. That's another frustration. You know, I can't say it enough. I'm a grown adult. I get it. If the Democrats win, well, the Democrats win, and I hope for the best. If they lose, I hope for the best when the Republicans are in charge. But to not know, not to have any idea whether this was real or not real, and no one's going to do anything about it, is the frustration for me as a citizen, as a father of children who have to live in this world. You know, they have to deal with it. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what we can do about it.
It's easier to keep a nation than found a nation and build a nation. See, it would be easier for us to say, let's bring America back to some legitimacy, right? I don't know how to do that, but we definitely want that. Because once America's gone, trying to build a nation, fight our way through, have a nation, all of that is going to be nearly impossible. Right. It's easier to, you know, stay on the course, try to gear us back.
You're right. You're right.
Because if not, the other choice would be is when the country's gone, when the world is so changed and altered, when all of this stuff happens, people like us around the world are going to have the insurmountable odds to try to found a nation such as this.
Right. Now, the problem with that thought is that we're going to restore America to what it was. Well, the problem is, obviously, more than half of our population wants no part of that.
We don't know that.
Well, they're voting for Joe Biden, who's saying he's going to transform our nation, going to tax us to death, get rid of all our institutions, and 3 or 4 million more of our citizens voted for that than voted for Donald Trump. Apparently, at this point, is what it looks like. We see riots in the streets. I was just saying, in Oregon, they're having these riots again, and now they're carrying signs that say, America is over. The next thing is coming. Well, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people in our country that believe that now. So when we say bring it back to what it was, to whose version of what it was?
I understand, but it's a matter of education. It's a This is their country as well. Wouldn't they want it to be legit for themselves? I'm saying if we have to go into every state and say, let's look over, even if we just did the 6 states we're quarreling about, why are the Democrats opposed to that? Prove to me that most of the people in your state voted that way. Why are they afraid of that? I bet our neighbors who are Democrats and our family friends who are Democrats, I bet I could say to them, let's just open it up and look. And then when you see, you could say, look, most of my state did vote for Joe Biden. Ha, ha, ha. Why are you so afraid to let me look?
Well, it's interesting, Kathy. That's a very good point. It goes back to that thing, you know, when we were talking, it seems like a million years ago, when we would talk about law enforcement, and we would say good and decent people don't mind if they get stopped by the police. Because, you know, I have nothing to hide. Search my car. And then other people would say, no, they have no right to search my car if I've done nothing wrong. So what these people are saying is, we've done nothing wrong. It's legitimate. You're just screaming and hollering. But why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Why would you not have observers who are actually allowed to observe? Why do you have to keep them 40, 50 feet away that they have to use binoculars or outside? What are you hiding? What are they going to do? Reach over and mark the ballot? Is that what they're afraid of? How can they can't have Republicans and Democrats looking at these together and going, okay, we both agree. That's a Biden vote. That's a Biden vote. That's a Trump vote. That's a Trump. Why wouldn't we do that? And then we'd say, listen, we did there. Our people were there and Biden won legitimately. Wouldn't that be easy? People hide things
for a reason.
They hide things for a reason. And that gives us more to talk about when we come back on this very special edition of Chasing Justice here in the America Out Loud Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, you've watched for decades as radical Marxists have systematically taken over some of our nation's most cherished institutions. Well, AmericaOutLoud.com is fighting back with one of the fastest growing conservative media networks in the world, featuring some of the nation's most influential experts and commentators. Join us. We're in this together, and we consider you part of our family in our crusade to share the news, commentary, and agenda that can lead America back again. It is a fight for the soul of humanity. America Out Loud Talk Radio is the voice of liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Chasing Justice here. This is Lieutenant Joe Pangaro with the lovely Kathleen Pangaro here on Ding 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 Round 3. So we're trying to make sense out of everything that's going on here. It's been tumultuous. You know, that's a great word. I like that word. Tumultuous, a roller coaster ride. We still don't really know. There's going to be lawsuits. How long is this going to drag on? Should Donald Trump, if it looks like Joe Biden has enough votes, should he do the right thing for America and say, listen, I don't know what happened here, but I'm for the good of the country, I am going to concede, and maybe I'll come back in 2024. Good luck, America. Or should he continue to fight if he really believes, not just in his heart, that he was robbed, and like you said, all those who believed in his presidency were robbed, but we have to have evidence before we can actually go forward. So I keep hearing all these people saying, we have tons of this evidence. Well, let's see the evidence. Don't we get mad at Adam Schiff for that? There's proof. I have absolute proof that the Russians were colluding with Trump. And then we never see the evidence. Well, if you people on the right have this evidence, Let's see it. Let's do a press conference today. Let's see the video. Let's see the people testifying. Let's see a guy put his hand on the Bible and do an affidavit and say, hey, I saw them frauding ballots. They showed up with a truck of pre-done ballots and dropped them off. Let's see that.
Well, first of all, the question you started out with, should he do the right thing for the country and step away? That is a ridiculous statement. The right thing for the country is to ensure that our election was legitimate. So that's number one. As the commander-in-chief, he should be able to ensure with whatever resources the government has that it was a legitimate election. That's number one. The right thing would be, is it a legitimate election? And if not, let's legitimize it. That's number one. Number two, it's only been a couple days. For Pete's sakes, they have him dancing all over this country. It's almost as if it's orchestrated. There's six states. There's two in the South, two in the North, two in the West. We've got these six states all over the place, or two, three, and one. And he's got to put people out on the ground in all those places. They have to start gathering the witnesses. They can't just all of a sudden, it would be fabricated. I think it's more legitimate that he says, yes, we have evidence, and they're gaining it. Why give the Democrats, or the people who stole this election from the people, not just the Republicans, they stole it from the people, because every Democrat that voted in this election also had it stolen from them, because they won't know if it's a legitimate election or not.
Now, that's an interesting point. I saw a reporter the other day running around asking people in some of these states that are controversy, listen, if it turns out there was fraud, but that fraud leads to Joe Biden being elected, would you be okay with that? And to a person, they all said, well, it's probably not good that there was fraud, but if it's Biden instead of Trump, then I'd be okay with it. Which shows another moral collapse of our people. You're saying that this was stolen from the Republicans and the Democrats.
Right, the
and
people.
You're right. If it's not a legitimate election, then it was stolen from everyone. Because we all should be a part of a legitimate election. But here are people, and to a person, they had to be seven or eight people that they spoke to. They were all laughing, going, well, you know, it's probably not right if there was fraud. But if it ends up being, Biden wins instead of Trump, then I'd be okay with it. I'd be able to, be okay with that.
Those are the same people who find a wallet and say when there's $1,000 in it, those people are tempted to accept the $1,000 and get rid of the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
When there's $10, they'll return the wallet. But when there's $1,000 or $10,000, whatever the amount of money is, they'll sell out for that.
Right.
We need a better job of raising our children and our people into ethical and moral standards, first of all.
So, okay, let's look at that for a second. We raised our children ethically and morally. We tried to live by example. We tried to do the right things. Can we go to the neighbor children next door and tell them people how they should raise their children and say, no, you're doing it wrong? How do we do that as a nation? What can we do? We have half the young people in the country demanding socialism, more than half, demanding socialism. And we've taught them.
You're depressing
me. We've raised them. I'm not depressing you. I'm trying to say we have to look at a different way of doing this, because we have no control over what people in the house next door tell their children.
No, but we do have certain standards. We can tell the people in the house next door they can't go killing people. We can tell them you can't come at my house and steal my stuff. There are universal truths and rules that we have agreed to as a society. First of all, there are universal truths and rules that a natural person can know. We don't have to tell somebody it's wrong to steal a little girl out of her room and kidnap her and rape her. We don't have to tell that. That is something we all inherently know, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, so there's this natural law that we can know.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some we're all agreeing on. You can't come into my home and steal. You can't kill people. You can't hit and run with a car. You can't abuse a dog. You can't abuse an old person. These are rules we can say. And having a legitimate election is one of them. And I want my neighbors to be just as outraged, no matter who you voted for. I want you to be outraged, because today it's on your side. And tomorrow it might be on my side.
Ah, here's the difference, though. When it's on our side and there's cheating, our people will stand up and say, hey, it's not right, give the wallet back. The election was fraud.
They should.
And they should.
They should.
But the other side won't.
I understand.
So here's what I'm saying with human nature as I look at this. There comes a time when you can only talk so much. There comes a time when the corruption is so great, when the oppression is so powerful, when the negativity is so strong that there has to be another way to solve that. So I had written a column a while ago on AmericaOutloud.com. You can go find it, where I posed the idea of splitting the country in two, right? Maybe not the way they did it back in the original Civil War, but without firing a shot, maybe all the liberals will go to the northern states and everyone else will go to the southern states, and you'll have North United States and South United States, and the people in the North want to be liberal and tax each other to death and you know, put masks on everybody and make everybody stay home. They do that. And then everybody in the South will have freedom, liberty, low taxes, and we will wear a mask if we feel we need to. So this is what I'm saying. There comes a point in throughout all human history when people have reached a point that this is not tenable anymore. We can't go this way. We have to do something more drastic. That was what the Civil War was all about. That is what the French Revolution was all about. That is what our American Revolution, tossing out the British, was all about. We're so used to living in this very copacetic world where, hey, it's legitimate. We have an election. It goes back and forth. We all pretty much agree on the same things, just different ways to do them. We're all America. We're proud of our country. We want to do the right things. We're not in that place anymore. And whether that's depressing or not, you know, reality is what reality is. And if this election is legitimately being stolen after we've just had a coup d'etat, we have a serious problem that we need to think of. How else can we go forward? You know, just telling people and talking right. And trying to educate is obviously not doing it. So what do we do next? And this is where all this talk of a second revolution is coming from. You know, and I'm not espousing a second revolution. I'm simply saying in human condition, you look throughout history. History has to be your lesson. When people reach a point that it is no longer tenable the way it is, they strike back. That woman that you were saying before, that example, who's beat and stays and stays and stays, there comes a point when either she gets killed or she strikes back and gets out. Well, are we at that point? Do you see that in the future, Kat, as a potential?
I see that it's important. I think it's something we should do. I think we should rise up. I think every American should rise up, not just the Republicans, and say, I want to ensure I have a legitimate election. But instead of sitting home curled up in your bed and crying, I want our citizens to support the president's agenda, trying to, you know, help fund that is one way. I also think if there is any writing to anybody that you can do support, I think we should get together as a rally and say, let's go to Washington and say we want a legitimate election. I don't care. We need to show our support, because every time we sit back, because it really doesn't affect us. We're still going to have the same jobs tomorrow, right now, right? So if Joe Biden becomes president and then Kamala Harris is the president after him, after he does a couple weeks. You know, we're going to have is pretty much first, it's going to be a slow, the pot water is going to get hotter so that the frogs inside aren't going to jump out. They do it slowly so we don't jump out. And I think that's what I see here. It's very hard to get our friends who aren't really losing much, just an election, see?
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough, I don't think, for them to rise up. I want it to be enough for them to go have a rally. We have those rallies for Trump. We should be having rallies for a legitimate election. We should be saying, we want this election. We're gonna fight against you people who made this hard on us. We want to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
If we just did that, that would show so much that they can't roll over on us.
Well, that's a very good point, and that's a great thing to do. I agree with that 100%, because it's actually doing something as we go forward. Now, early on, I had said here, I started to get into this to this role, and I kind of got off of it, as I often do when I get other thoughts, is that while I believe in states' rights, and your state should control how your elections go, when it comes to a federal election, right, should we maybe change how every state does everything 42 different ways and have some federal standards for federal elections, president, senator, congressman, that there should be some unifying way that we do this. The joke on the meme on Facebook and all these other social media is that American Idol can tally 130 million votes in a commercial, and we can't count 6 million in a state. It takes days and days and days, and it's all convoluted. Should there be some way that we can have a safe, fair, verifiable election that's the same in every state? At the same time, we all push our button, and there's your result.
Yeah, I hate the button pushing thing, because what happened? What was it? Was it Wisconsin? And that they all the votes that went to Trump went to Biden, right? Something
right.
like
they
that.
They had a mistake in the computer software. Sure.
Right. So mm-hmm. I don't even know. Like, the more digital we go, the less I trust it.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. I
kind of want to see my little paper ballot. I want to stick my thing in there.
Well, see, that's the problem. With the paper ballots, they can be manipulated. When you push a button that tallies a machine, and I don't mean electronic, even the old-fashioned voting booth.
Right.
You push the button, you pull the lever, and it registers your vote in that particular column. Now, they can have mistakes, too, but very rarely did they. But we need to have our election all on one day. I saw another thing out there that really encapsulates this whole thing. This whole thing would be solved if you voted in person on one day and you had a voter ID card.
Oh, yeah.
To prove that would solve this problem. Why are our friends on the left, you said before, why are they fighting to prove that this was a legitimate election? Why would they do that? Why would they fight against voter ID? And they come up with all these, that it's racist, that people are minority community, they can't get ID, they can't get out of the house, they don't have cars, so they can't get an ID. How are they voting? Oh, well, that's why we're going to do mail-in. See,
how are they getting food?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So like, I guess they can't get on airplanes because you can't walk on and go, I'm sorry, I couldn't get ID. Let me on. No, you have to have ID. That is a low self-expectation to have of anyone in our country. But I think that in itself is racist to say a thing like that, that our minority communities can't get ID. Therefore, we have to delegitimize our whole election and anybody can vote. Signatures don't matter. You don't have to match signatures. You can drop ballots off for other people. This was asking for trouble from the minute they came up with it. And why? The question always goes back. Why would they come up with something like this that would cause such chaos and would be so destabilizing if there wasn't something behind it?
Right.
There's a reason to do that. We can fake it up.
Well, listen, a person finds it very hard to lose 5 pounds. Right? When you go up a little 5 pounds, you go, I could take 5 pounds off. But let me tell you, taking off 5 pounds is very hard. However, if you have 50 pounds to lose, somehow losing 50 pounds is a little bit easier. Because when you have 50 pounds to lose, it means you actually have to change your life. When you have 5 pounds to lose, you're good on the diet for a day, maybe two.
I'll lose
then
it
you
next
go
week.
Back. Right, right.
It's not horrible.
So when just like that pot is getting warmer and warmer and we stay in it. I think now if we can do this right, if we can rally, if we can support the president, if we can support a legitimate election, legitimate voting, we can say, yes, we want to prevent this from happening again. How dare these politicians, I don't care what side they're on, how dare they delegitimize our vote? It's my vote. Men and women went into the military, fought and died all over this world so that I could stay having a vote. And these good-for-nothing, evil-doing, demonic politicians.
Kathy, don't hold back. Tell us how you actually feel.
I have big feelings about this.
Big feelings on this.
They have stolen this from us as the people. And we do need to set in place these strongholds. And we haven't done it before because, listen, now that it's a big problem, and I'm equating it to that, we put on 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Houston, we have a problem.
Now we have to do something. Okay, and that makes perfect sense.
I think it might be the impetus for us, if we can get it back, first of all. Then we can put things in place so it doesn't happen again. We could say, okay, we can't go back and necessarily punish these people, or I think we should. But even if we don't, we say, okay, from here on out, this is how it's going to be done to prevent it.
Why we see these problems continually in our modern election cycles. We see these problems, but yet we still don't fix it. We see it time after time. Is this maybe what you're saying? This is that moment short of revolution. This might be the impetus to say, now we have to fix it. Because right now, win or lose, Donald Trump should, as he's doing the lawsuits and he's fighting back, and he should fight back. I agree with you. He should fight back because if he was wronged, that's not correct. It should be fixed. He should name a commission immediately that's going to say, we are going to change the way every state votes or whatever. Let's look at that. As opposed to, let's just wait, and then next thing you know, it'll be 4 years from now, and it'll be the same screwed up thing that it is now. And if I say, why didn't we do something about this? Well, this is the moment to do something about it.
And
this is the moment to say, how are we going to fix this? How are we going to change it? And actually make a change.
I think we need to go to the streets. I don't think we need to fire a gun. I think just like we showed up at those rallies, half the country voted for him. Half the country. They might have it saying it's, 50.4%, but half the country did vote for him. We can all stand up. The same people who voted for him stand up and say, no, this is our country, our election. That's
Kathy,
what I think.
That's fantastic. So thank you for joining me this afternoon. I think it's we solved some of the problems of the world. We're going to prevent the violent revolution for the time being. We're going to try and fix the voting situation. No matter how this comes out, all right, and we'll know soon enough, one way or another, between lawsuits and vote counts and all this other nonsense, we're going to find out which way our country is going. So my original question is, who are we as a people and where are we going? Is the question all of us have to decide. All of us have to give this some thought and decide, do we want legitimacy no matter win or lose or draw? Or are we willing to put up with corruption, which we're seeing on such a grand scale in our nation, that we cannot remain a free nation if we do not fix these problems? So that's my task for everyone out there in Chasing Justice Land, right or left. We need a good, free, solid, legitimate, fair, just America. We all need to be a part of that. So like I say all the time, be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. God bless America, and let's see where this goes. This is Lieutenant Joe Pangaro for Chasing Justice. We'll see you the next time.